It seemed like just another football play, a charge by the Buffalo Bills' Kevin Everett, except for this.
Everett is down.
Here's the collision, and Kevin Everett falling to the ground. His fellow players knelt down to pray as Everett was carried off the field on a stretcher. After surgery, a team doctor offered somber words.
And I told Kevin that the chances for a full neurologic recovery were bleak.
The collision crushed Everett's third vertebra into his fourth, severely damaging his spinal cord. Neurosurgeon Barth Green was called in to help. He's with the world's largest spinal cord injury research center, the University of Miami's Project to Cure Paralysis. Because of quick action and an experimental procedure, Dr. Green says there's now hope.
I think Kevin will be walking someday soon because of this.
Doctors lowered Everett's body temperature within minutes of his injury, preventing the injury from getting worse.
What they did is they took an athlete that was injured 15 minutes earlier, and they lowered his body temperature within minutes of his injury, and they were able to protect his spinal cord from permanent damage. That was never done before.
This technology did not exist 12 years ago, when actor Christopher Reeve was injured. Reeve was paralyzed after falling off a horse. Afterward, he raised money and awareness for research on spinal cord injuries.
Scientists are already talking about the day when having a spinal cord injury will not result in paralysis, because they'll know how to limit the damage at the time of injury.
Christopher Reeve did not live to see that day, but the foundation he created provides funding for the University of Miami's Project to Cure Paralysis. Peter Wilderotter is the foundation's president.
Christopher Reeve used to say, it's what you do after the accident that matters. That early intervention to know exactly how to treat the patient is critically important.
As of Wednesday, the Buffalo Bills website said Kevin Everett's injury is still potentially lethal, and it's too early to predict the outcome. But if Everett does walk again, it will be the result of dedicated medical research. Carol Pearson, VOA News.